Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, 2025, FAA H883-25C, is the Federal Aviation Administration Core Ground Training Reference designed to build a solid foundation for pilots in the United States. Frequently used by student pilots, instructors, and aviation programs, it organizes essential aeronautical concepts into a practical learning progression that supports knowledge test preparation and real-world decision-making. The handbook covers how airplanes fly, how aircraft systems work, what makes engines and propellers perform well, and how pilots plan and conduct safe flights within the national airspace system. It also addresses weather, aeromedical factors, human performance, and operational risk, all of which shape safe outcomes far more than stick and rudder skill alone. Because it is produced as an FAA handbook, the material aligns closely with current training expectations and the language used in aviation instruction. For readers seeking an authoritative overview of modern piloting fundamentals, it functions as both a study text and a long-term reference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aerodynamics and the physics of flight. A central theme of the handbook is explaining why aircraft fly and how pilots control that flight using predictable aerodynamic principles. It ties lift, weight, thrust, and drag to practical outcomes such as climb performance, cruise efficiency, and landing behavior. Readers learn how angle of attack drives lift and stall risk, why airspeed alone does not prevent a stall, and how load factor changes stall speed in turns. The discussion connects stability and control to real pilot actions, describing how trim, balance, and control surfaces influence the aircraft's tendency to return to steady flight or diverge from it. The handbook also clarifies concepts that often confuse new pilots, including induced versus parasite drag, the region of reverse command, and how density altitude affects aerodynamic performance even when the airplane is operated correctly. This topic is not presented as abstract theory. It is positioned as the reasoning behind good technique, such as maintaining safe margins during maneuvering, understanding why approach speed matters, and anticipating performance limits on hot, high, or heavy days. The result is a mental model that supports safer decisions across takeoff, cruise, and landing. Secondly, aircraft systems, engines, and performance planning. The handbook emphasizes that confident piloting depends on understanding what is happening under the cowling and behind the panels. It surveys typical aircraft systems found in training and personal aircraft, including flight controls, fuel, electrical, hydraulic, and landing gear arrangements, and explains what normal operation looks like so abnormal indications stand out. It also outlines piston engine fundamentals, propeller behavior, and how mixture, power, and engine cooling interact, which helps pilots manage performance without overstressing equipment. A major practical element is performance planning, using published data to predict takeoff distance, climb rate, cruise speed, and landing distance under specific conditions. The text connects these calculations to density altitude, runway surface, wind, weight, and balance, pushing pilots to treat performance numbers as safety tools rather than paperwork. It reinforces the idea that aircraft capability is situational, not fixed, and that small changes in temperature, elevation, or loading can meaningfully change margins. By combining systems knowledge with performance habits, this topic prepares pilots to spot developing mechanical problems, operate within limitations, and plan flights that respect the aircraft's real-world capabilities. Thirdly, weather knowledge for safer go or no-go decisions. Weather is treated as a major safety driver, and the handbook focuses on the concepts that help pilots interpret conditions instead of merely memorizing terms. It explains how the atmosphere behaves, how pressure systems create wind and fronts, and how stability and moisture produce clouds, precipitation, and visibility changes. Readers are guided through common hazards such as thunderstorms, icing, turbulence, wind shear, and fog, with attention to why they form and what cues suggest increasing risk. The handbook also supports practical pre-flight planning by discussing aviation weather reports and forecasts, encouraging pilots to translate raw information into an operational picture that includes ceiling, visibility, winds aloft, and convective potential. This topic reinforces limitations and risk thresholds, especially for less experienced pilots who can be surprised by rapid deterioration or localized phenomena. By emphasizing trend recognition and conservative planning, the material supports better timing decisions, route choices, and alternates. The overall benefit is improved judgment, not simply knowing that weather can be dangerous, but understanding the mechanisms that create dangerous conditions and how to avoid being trapped by them. Fourthly, airspace, regulations, and communication in the national airspace system. A pilot's ability to operate safely depends on fitting into a larger system of rules, procedures, and shared expectations. The handbook addresses the structure and purpose of U.S. airspace, from the most restrictive controlled areas to environments where see and avoid responsibilities dominate. It explains how airspace classification affects equipment requirements, weather minimums, and ATC services, helping pilots choose compliant routes and avoid inadvertent violations. Another key element is navigation and communication, including how pilots use charts, radio procedures, and ATC resources to maintain situational awareness and traffic separation. The material connects regulations to practical cockpit routines, such as verifying airspace boundaries, understanding special use areas, and preparing for transitions near busy airports. It also supports safer radio work by framing communication as an error trap and a coordination tool, not a performance exercise. This topic is valuable because many early mistakes happen outside the airplane's mechanical operation, misunderstandings of airspace, missed frequencies, or poor planning around controlled environments. The handbook's system-level view helps pilots integrate confidently with other aircraft and services while reducing workload and surprise. Lastly, human factors, aeromedical risks, and single-pilot decision-making. The handbook highlights that most accidents are rooted in human performance rather than pure mechanical failure. It covers aeromedical topics such as hypoxia, hyperventilation, dehydration, fatigue, and the effects of medications, alcohol, and illness, emphasizing how subtle impairment can degrade judgment and reaction time. It also addresses vision limitations, spatial disorientation, and stress responses that can lead to poor control inputs or fixation, particularly in marginal weather or high workload situations. Beyond physiology, the material supports structured decision-making by discussing risk management concepts that help pilots identify hazards, evaluate alternatives, and set personal minimums. The handbook encourages habits that reduce error, such as thorough pre-flight planning, disciplined checklist use, and maintaining situational awareness through consistent instrument scanning and cross-checking. It also reinforces the value of recognizing and correcting hazardous attitudes, which can turn routine flights into high-risk scenarios. This topic is particularly useful for students transitioning from learning maneuvers to managing complete flights, because it frames piloting as an ongoing process of self-assessment and margin management. The end goal is safer, more consistent performance under real-world pressures. In conclusion, this handbook is best suited for student pilots preparing for private pilot training and knowledge tests, instructors who want a consistent FAA-aligned reference, and experienced pilots who want a refresher on foundational concepts they may not revisit often. Readers benefit because it ties core theory to operational outcomes. Understanding aerodynamics supports safer maneuvering, systems knowledge supports better abnormal response, weather concepts improve go or no-go judgment, and airspace familiarity reduces violations and workload. The human factors coverage helps readers recognize how stress, fatigue, and subtle impairment can undermine good intentions, which is critical for single-pilot flying. Compared to many commercial test prep guides, this book is worth buying as a durable reference rather than a short-term cram tool. It is designed to build comprehension that transfers to unfamiliar aircraft, new routes, and changing conditions. While other books may offer more mnemonics or practice questions, the FAA handbook typically provides broader context, clearer definitions, and closer alignment with how exam topics and training standards are framed. For pilots who want a trustworthy backbone for their aviation library, it offers high value and long-term usefulness. If you would like to support Federal Aviation Administration staff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.